What's up? This is Movies on Up. Some things have to be believed to be seen. I am Dave, joined by my unbelievable to be seen co-host, Mike Mann.
That's me.
He is Mike Mann. I am Dave Bacella, filling in for Ryan this week due to a wedding in the family. Big week for us. Our tagline this week, I just closed it out again. I forget what it was. Some things have to be believed to be seen or something like that. I don't know.
Similar.
If you know what movie that's from, hit us up, moviesonup@gmail.com, facebook.com/moviesonup, or Twitter @moviesonup. This week, we alluded to it a couple days ago in our Blair Witch Project episode. This is our Paranormal Activity episode, continuing our Halloween trend as we transition into the last half of the month. Paranormal Activity, a lot more to say about this movie, I think, than the Blair Witch Project episode.
Absolutely.
But a lot more to say about what comes next after Paranormal Activity. I mentioned in the Blair Witch episode how it was weird that it was so successful and it didn't really feel like it was mimicked all that much. Can't really say the same about a Paranormal Activity. Mike Mann, do you have those numbers?
Oh, yeah.
To see why?
Yeah. The what on a release date of September 25th, 2009, a nice runtime of an hour and 39 minutes, only a production budget of $15,000 for this movie, but a wide opening weekend of $19,617,650. With a total domestic gross of $107,918,810.
Okay, so $107 million on a $15,000 budget.
So
not doing the math comparing that to Blair Witch's $60,000 budget on $150 million, but
it is a higher percentage.
Okay, this movie was interesting. It came out. It was made in 2007.
Correct.
As a little festival darling. They tried to sell it, tried to pitch it around. It eventually landed with Steven Spielberg and DreamWorks.
Paramount.
Yeah. Paramount, yeah. DreamWorks, Paramount. The original idea was they liked it so much, they wanted to put more into the budget, hire Oren Peli, who wrote and directed it, hire him to write and direct a remake of it, essentially, and then release this movie as a DVD extra. So they would spend money on a Paranormal Activity movie, and then this would just be a DVD extra.
Mm-hmm.
But then at some point they decided just to release this, the original, and I'd say it worked out pretty well for them.
Yeah, definitely in the pocketbook, I'd say.
Yeah, and this was a cool one because I mentioned Blair Witch being a cool marketing thing because it was way before the internet was everywhere, so there was that air of, is it real or not? This just promoted itself as just scary as hell. Like, just a scary, scary movie. The trailers didn't really show much from the movie. They just showed people reacting to stuff from the movie, which I thought was a really cool...
And the footsteps.
Yeah, and they had... It was like a wide viral marketing campaign because it wasn't getting a wide release. And there was the big online push to, like, demand Paranormal Activity in your town. I don't remember quite when it got here. I don't think it came here that opening week of September, because I think it rolled out for a little bit.
It was more towards like the mid to end of October, because I remember, you know, this was the movie. Like, if you were in high school at this time, you had to see this movie. You had no other option or you were a loser.
This was your Blair Witch.
This was the movie that, like, this was gonna be so scary that, like, we heard stories of, like, kids that went to other schools that, like, left the theater crying. They couldn't watch
people
the whole
threw
movie.
Threw up in the screenings.
People, like, passed out and had to, like, kids had to, like, carry their girlfriends out of the theater, passed out. And it was like, oh man, I don't know if I can go see it.
Yeah, like, we went opening weekend. My present girlfriend and I saw it opening weekend. It was a cool theater going experience. It wasn't quite on the level of Blair Witch. It was a packed theater, and it was cool to kind of get that feel. It was a fun experience. Like, it was fun.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like, had I been younger, had I seen this at the time I saw Blair Witch, I feel like it would have hit me a lot harder.
Oh, yeah.
Because, okay, Blair Witch was terrifying. I'm not going out to the woods with a couple of friends. You know, so I'm okay there. This is a house.
Everybody got a house, man.
This is the... Not everybody.
Most. That's... anybody probably listening to this has a house.
But this took it home.
Home is where your heart is.
Like, this wasn't anything different. And it just to make the parallels with Blair Witch, because they're very, very similar movies in a ton of ways. Mm-hmm. Starting out with a budget to the profit margin. But Blair Witch was a slow burn with three characters that you really cared about. This, you know, there were a couple that came and went, but for the most part, this is Katie and Micah, and that's it.
And still a slow burn, but yeah.
A very slow burn. I feel like the moments that it built up to were worth the build up.
I agree with that. Absolutely worth it.
And there were more build up moments than Blair Witch Project. There were more shock scares. I still think the footprints is one of the creepiest things I've ever seen in my life.
Without a doubt. One of the scariest moments of any movie I've ever seen in my entire life.
That's terrifying. Some of the stuff I feel was wasted. The Ouija board catching on fire, I felt just kind of shoehorned in there.
Yeah, it was a little much.
But the footprints, like that.
That's what you'll always go back to about the, like, you know, we talked about the tent scene in Blair Witch. That's the defining kind of moment that you always think back to of paranormal activity.
And I've mentioned on the podcast before, like, I'm a big fan of moments. Mm-hmm. Like, you can be a mediocre movie, but if you hit the moments you have to hit, that elevates you. Yeah, that makes you more than a mediocre movie. And there are certain scenes in every movie that you have to hit. And sometimes they're hit out of the park. The tent scene in Blair Witch still gives me chills 16 years later.
Mm-hmm.
The footprint scene still gives me goosebumps.
Yeah.
8 years later. And there's a couple other things, like the crawling up into the attic. No, thank you.
I'm
like,
good on that.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
What are you doing? It's just a good... And you know what? I feel like the same happened to Paranormal Activity as the Saw movies. I feel like the first Saw is a very legit thriller horror movie.
Yeah.
I feel like the next seven Saws, eight Saws, made it kind of a punchline.
Yeah. And that's the thing. I hate that people that haven't watched the first Paranormal Activity and are, like, you know, still interested in, you know, the movie genre of horror are instantly going to be like, oh, well, I'll just watch the newest one. Or, yeah. Like, there's one just coming out still. And if you... There's... Just like you said with your experience with Blair Witch Trials, where, you know, you're in a theater and it was the atmosphere. If you didn't have the atmosphere or the... Like, I would just say the movies that came after this are of a much lesser quality. Even with a higher budget, it isn't the same. You don't have the same moments, you know, like you talked about. But you wouldn't have the same... You would write off the first Paranormal Activity if you saw any of the other ones without seeing the first.
Because, you know what? I think I've seen four. Because there was the second one I really don't remember anything about. It ended up being Katie's sister, I believe. I'm spoiling the hell out of these movies. Three, is that the one where they were kids?
Yeah.
And then four had the hot little blonde,
mm-hmm.
Right? I don't remember anything about any of those.
Those are the only things you can remember because those are the only things that were memorable. And those are the things that you were like, oh, I might go see that just because it's Paranormal Activity. It's got a cute little blonde in it or something.
Yeah, like...
Stupid. It was trash. I don't...
Because the kitchen scare, that was the first one, right? Or was that the second one?
First one.
Yeah. That was terrifying. I have a kitchen. I'm in my kitchen a lot.
I often dabble in my kitchen.
So,
and in my hallway.
Yeah. The sheets, like, it was done well. Like,
it was a very relatable movie for what it was. And I think that's where it is so scary, because, like, everybody has that night alone every once in a while in your house, and it's, like, dark, and you kind of get that it's something moving kind of vibe. And this always, I always think back to Paranormal Activity, like, oh, man, oh.
And just and the point we made on Blair Witch, where it needs to make sense if you're doing found footage, they thought something was going on in the house, so they're filming
to find out.
It makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
It makes sense to film them while they're sleeping when most of the action happens. because some of the stuff's creepy.
Yeah.
You know, the sheet lifting, the being pulled out of bed. There's some terrifying stuff in here.
There would be a good reason to film this if this was realistically happening to you.
Yeah, and it was all done just, you know, security cameras and a camera on a tripod. I feel like the sequels got too dipped into mythology that didn't need to be there.
Yeah, and what's even more frustrating about all the Paranormal Activity stuff is, like, there was so many, like, third-party crappy spin-offs that went with similar names.
Grave Encounters.
I want to let you know that there are three separate instances where I purchased a movie that I thought was Paranormal Activity, but I just second-glanced over it.
Paranormal Entity?
Yep, I own that somehow.
Ghost is nailing the sister at the end?
Yep, I own Paranormal Entity. I own some other, like, two other garbage spin-offs, and I was just so, like... That probably would take away from it if I didn't see the first one. Like, oh, man, yeah. I didn't know, you know, that kind of thing.
And to transition into that, we talked about $109 million on, or $107 million on 15,000.
Yeah.
You know, it's not $149 on 60, but it's, I mean, they're both, again, I'm not looking at percentages, but they're, it's worth mimicking.
Oh yeah, and, I mean you're very close here.
And this is what it did. This is what they did. Paranormal Activity 2 was not Blair Witch Project 2. They went and made the same movie with different people.
Yeah, and what's even more surprising is for as much as I write off like Paranormal Activity 2 and 3, they were so good that like I still went and saw them, but like on the list of like top grossing found footage films, it's one, Blair Witch, two, Paranormal Activity, and then three and four are actually Paranormal Activity 3 is 3, and Paranormal Activity 2 is 4, which is surprising.
See, 2, I don't remember being bad, but I don't remember it being good.
That's exactly what it was. It was just...
The one with the kids, was that 3? That was three.
Yeah.
The payoff of that, at the end with the witches... That's pretty terrifying.
Yeah.
Like, that whole transaction there near the end, that's kind of terrifying. I don't remember anything other than the hot blonde in the fourth one.
Yeah, fourth one was trash. That's where it all went downhill, really.
And then you had the marked ones. And then now you have the ghost dimension. That was them getting greedy.
They're just still... They're, like, trying to milk the people that are, like, still getting milked by, like, Friday the 13th spinoffs that are my age.
Yeah, but to look at the... Go on down the rest. Are you still looking at that found footage list?
Yeah, absolutely.
Go on down, because I'm willing to bet that all of these movies, the next at least handful, are probably after, I would assume, after Paranormal Activity.
The only one that's before...
Cloverfield?
Yeah, Cloverfield. Quarantine is very close to the release of
which was a Spanish a remake of a Spanish movie.
Yeah. There's only one other one in the top 25, which is George A. Romero's Diary of the Dead, which still grossed less than a million.
Yeah, but that was after Paranormal, wasn't it? That was around 07, 08.
Yeah, Paranormal was 09, bro.
Okay, yeah.
Everything else is after. A few... Man, there's literally nothing good on this this list.
After,
I guess the only thing that I would marginally say was okay. Project X is considered found footage. That was like okay.
See.
Still pretty trash, but...
Like, just thinking off the top. Like, The Gallows was this past year. Terrible.
Yeah.
That The Devil's Do, the Demon Baby movie, that was found footage.
The Devil Inside was okay.
That's it, The Devil Inside.
It was okay.
Oh, wait, I think Devil's Do and Devil Inside are two different movies.
They are. I was just saying The Devil Inside's okay. That lady with the thing on her lip, man.
Yeah.
It's creepy, but it's not a good movie, but it's okay.
Yeah, dude from Juliana Theory did the score for one of those. I forget which one. I think Devil Inside. There was the Exorcism one. I forget which Exorcism one was. Or that might be Devil Inside, the one I'm thinking of.
Yeah, Devil Inside's the one you're thinking of.
Because Devil's Due is the pregnant one.
How's The Visit doing? Do we know how that's doing yet?
It did all right. It's not found footage, though, I don't think. Is it?
It is loosely considered, believe it or not.
Okay.
Which actually, I guess that goes person by person, I wouldn't necessarily say it is, but this considers it. It's actually 7th on the found footage list of all time, which is surprising.
Because here's where it went wrong with found footage, though. Is it not? It didn't just get overused in the horror genre.
Everywhere. It was everywhere.
Like Project X, you mentioned. That's not a horror movie. That's a party movie. Chronicle. It's a superhero movie.
They took and put it into every genre.
There's a found footage time travel movie. Like, none of these make any sense. So I mean, it just kind of blew up and became overused. And the biggest problem with most of them is that, why are you filming? Like, it's a plot device, and it has nothing to do with the story. Where that's where Paranormal Activity excels. That's where Blair Witch excels. Something like Afflicted. It was a found footage like vampire movie,
which was okay. Yeah,
it was not bad. It made sense. He was, you know, dying of a brain tumor, traveling the world trying to film it. That was kind of cool, and that was a different. Yeah, if I'm getting vampire powers, yeah, I'll have my buddy film me and see what we can do.
Pretty dope.
Even Willow Creek, they're searching for Bigfoot, like stuff like that makes sense. But all these like Devil Inside, Devil's Do, even Project X, I thought was stupid. Chronicle, but you like some found footage movies.
Cloverfield, Paranormal Activity,
Blair Witch Project.
Blair Witch.
That's it.
I liked The Last Exorcism.
That's the one I was thinking of.
I hate relating the memory back to where I was watching Project X and how it happened, but I loosely enjoyed it at the time. I was a senior in high school, so it was alright.
Were you getting a hand job?
No. Oh. No.
So. That's why I like The Lion King. But, It got such, like, it just blew up found footage. And I feel like we might be at the end of that. Like, we might be coming to an end.
Yeah. Hopefully. I think we are factually, but even more hopefully.
Because, I mean, you talk like, okay, there was talk Fantastic Four might have some found footage to it. There was talk of the new Friday the 13th reboot being found footage, and then they changed their mind. I just feel when you use it as a crutch, it gets bad.
Yeah, like,
if you look at a movie like one of my favorite movies ever, Behind the Mask, The Rise of Leslie Vernon, that is awesome. Because it's not found footage, it's a documentary, but there's a point where it makes sense to turn the cameras off. So then it turns into a regular movie. A District 9. Starts off where it's shot like that, but when it's time to turn the cameras off, the movie starts, and it can be done cool, like a movie called The Bay from a few years ago.
Sounds familiar.
Legitimately scary movie. It's found footage, but it's done very cool because it's through interviews, it's through CCTV, like. And security cam footage. Very little of it is just people actually holding a camera.
Hand cams.
And it's terrifying because this movie's so related. It's a small coastal town that there were parasites in the water that start eating people from the inside.
That's very frightening.
And terrifying. If you have not seen The Bay, like, I almost regret not doing an episode on The Bay because
I'm terrified just thinking of it.
Oh, watch it. It was on Netflix for the longest time. I don't know if it still is. It's fantastic, though. But, I mean, you look at Blair Witch and Paranormal Activity, they are very much the same movie.
Yeah.
Like, and they accomplish a lot of the same things. The moments are there. The characters are there. I think Katie and Micah were relatable. I thought they felt real.
Yeah,
like they felt like a real couple.
Yeah, they feel like your neighbor, You know, your cute neighbor couple.
They're not Brad Pitt and Angelina. Like, they're not movie star looking.
Yeah, they're normal human enough that you could, like, live next to them and be like, hey, what's up?
Yeah, you know? Just like in Blair Witch. That was, you know, Heather. I think Heather's the only one that even had any bit of a movie career after that.
Mm-hmm.
Katie's done the other Paranormal Activities. But, yeah, so, I mean, I'm not sad to see that franchise come to an end. I'm sad to see it kind of wear out its welcome, because I feel like I mentioned Saw, that I feel like wore out its welcome. Final Destination, like, they just sometimes, there's a difference between keeping them fresh and trying too hard to keep them fresh, and
yeah,
nobody's really found that balance.
And like Paranormal Activity, like the original, always is gonna have that spot being like one of my favorite, really, like, horror movie, kind of found footage movie, you know, really horror movie in general. It's always going to be like top tier favorite for me.
Because that one you saw in theater with people, right?
Yep, theater, people, and even the next two I went and saw in theaters with people and stuff like that, you know. Not that I normally watch movies alone, but it was one of the best movie experiences I've had. It was, for where I was at in my life, the scariest movie, but like hands down, bar none, compared to anything I ever saw. And it was, but they just drilled it so heavily with just garbage after that, it does kind of leave like a bad taste in my mouth that like I have to defend it. Like,
yeah,
the people say like, hey, do you see Paranormal Activity? Oh, that movie's probably garbage. I never saw it, but it's trash.
Yeah, and that is sad, because I feel like Blair Witch and Paranormal, I think, are great movies.
Mm-hmm.
I think they hit that moment in time. I think they captured something special. Yeah, Paranormal Activity didn't scare me like Blair Witch did. I was older at the time, but Paranormal Activity is your Blair Witch.
Yeah.
And you figure they were, you know, about 10 years apart from wide release.
Absolutely, yeah.
So I'm just curious, like, do we get another in 4 years? Is there another one? Does it kind of die down now? And because, I mean, we just had The Gallows, was a couple months ago, I think. The movie was trash.
Yeah, I think, see, I don't know. I don't know if there's going to be more of a time frame in between, because you got to think it took 10 years and there was no really found footage booms in between Blair Witch and this. Yeah. Is it going to be like, you know, 15 to 20 years at this point?
I just think
we're still, you know, we're 6 years later still riding out some garbage found footage films, man.
Because, you know what? Right now, it's the deterrent for me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
If I see a movie that's found footage, I'm instantly like, eh.
Trying too hard. Don't want to see it.
Yeah. And I mean, it's got to be something different. Like, I felt like Afflicted was different. Mm-hmm. Willow Creek, I didn't dislike, but it was Blair Witch Project. It was the same movie.
And you're not getting with those any movies that you're going to rush out to theaters you see. Those are like, wait for Netflix.
I had to get those on demand.
Yeah.
The Bay.
Or even then, the $2 investment is still kind of like, yeah. Could I watch something else for $3?
Yeah. The Bay, I think, is one of the legit great ones. Like, if The Bay had the kind of release, I feel like people would talk about The Bay the same kind of way as Paranormal Activity and Blair Witch are. I'll put it in that level because I think it's that good. It's such a good found footage for what it is, and it's not people with cameras found footage. It's a legit scary movie that's not trying for the jumps. It's a phenomenal movie, and I cannot recommend The Bay enough if you have not seen it. But how long did it take you to get worn out of found footage?
Let me go. I could probably give you an exact movie that I saw that I was like, that's the third Paranormal Activity, and I was like, done.
Okay.
And I was like, I don't ever want to see. I didn't, at the time, I didn't consider Project X found footage. I just considered that dumb college kids.
Yeah.
So, like, if that matters. But after Paranormal Activity 3, or I guess technically after Project X, I haven't went and saw one in theaters.
Because what was that? The time travel one, was that Project Almanac?
Yeah.
That, I think, was earlier this year.
Yeah.
Bad. So, I mean, we're still in the midst of it. We're still in the, like, we still have Paranormal Activity, whatever, 6, 5, whatever this one is.
Ghost Activity.
Yeah, that's coming out this week. That's why we're doing the found footage week. I haven't looked ahead. I'm sure there'll be one in like January, and that was a good sign of it. Is like, Devil's I think Devil's Own or Devil's Do, Last Exorcism, I think those were all like January, February releases, which is dumping ground. And you can make a found footage movie for $10, $12 million and hope to get at least 30 for it.
Yeah, there was that, the Vatican tapes that came out in July. The Gallows was in July.
As Above, So Below.
Yeah, it was garbage.
Of the ones we've mentioned, that was maybe the most watchable.
Yeah, yeah. I guess we were really we're really mentioning the dumpster dive of movies here. So yeah, I guess.
And what was the one that it was pimped up like it was a found footage movie, but then it wasn't? Had a Jesse McCartney, Chernobyl Diaries. Is that a thing?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. That movie's really bad.
The commercials made it seem like a found footage movie, and then you get there, and it's like,
what is this?
What's this all about? It's not a found footage movie.
That movie's bad, too.
Like, that's an odd marketing strategy. Hey, here's a found footage movie that's not a found footage movie.
Hey, here's a little intricate thing about films that most people are starting to really hate. Let's sell you on it, but not use it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Yeah. So you're turning off the audience that hates it, and then turning on the one that loves it, and then they hate it because it's not it.
It's not it. Yep.
But yeah, so... I don't think it does. It work in any other genre other than horror?
No, I don't see. Found footage can be used in the right way. You know, if you want to make something seem personal, like you're there, you know, like you said, if you justify why this is happening, stuff like that, but that doesn't happen in 99% of these found footage movies. So you're just like, you're just using it as a method, and you know, whether you want to pawn off a cheap, you know, production value, you know, cheap budget or whatever, you're not getting a story based around found footage. You're getting a found footage story.
Hey, you know what I wouldn't mind seeing is if there is another found footage boom coming,
please don't be though.
I wouldn't mind seeing it in like small level sci-fi movies.
Yeah, like somebody in their garage experimenting with
exactly,
something.
Because there's something I stumbled across on Netflix that they were doing an experiment or something. It was all found footage of them talking about their what they're doing and then filming it. And it was bad. I mean, it was really bad. But then you think of something like a movie like Primer. I love the movie Primer. Something like that would work. Like, here's these guys time traveling, but you're not seeing them time travel. You're seeing them come back and talk about it. Stuff like that, I like the idea of. I like the idea of found footage in that kind of realm. Because it makes sense. You're documenting history.
Yeah, you need to highlight found footage as like experimental documentary purposes kind of thing.
But
and
then,
you'll excel when you do that.
But then you need to do... You need to be able to do what District 9 or Leslie Vernon did. Where picture like The Fly... As something like that. But when it happens, you know, you turn the cameras off. It can be a good plot device when it makes sense. You know, we've been talking about these found footage horror movies. We didn't even mention the garbage that were the VHS movies.
I was actually about to bring those up and just absolutely say how much I hate them.
We've got three of them.
But I felt like I was just really bringing up movies I hated, so I didn't want to keep the trend going.
Yeah, but I mean,
keep
like,
it going.
And the thing is, that makes me so mad because I love anthology movies. And Ryan and I both love anthology movies. And you don't... I hate to talk to, like, I'm the old guy. I don't think you understand horror anthology movies because you didn't have them. You haven't had them in your lifetime.
As dad as that sounds, you're right.
The closest you've had is the damn VHS movies.
Like, which are bad.
Like, we grew up... Like, me and Ryan grew up on Tales from the Dark Side, Tales from the Crypt... Tales from the Hood, like...
It's like Goosebumps count?
Yeah.
Original Goosebumps movies?
Nah. So, I mean, I want the rebirth of anthology horror, but found footage is not the way to do it.
VHS especially wasn't the way
to do it. And the thing is, I try to think, like, maybe there was something good in those, but, like, the more I think back on them...
There isn't.
There was that insane one with the cult and the demon at the end.
They're all bad. Just... Wrap it up.
The alien one had cool moments, like the alien attack, but there was so much missing time in between. The one that was directed by Nacho, the guy that directed Time Crimes, I think this was in the third one, Viral, where the guys, they cross universes. That one had so much potential, and then it just ends with monster dick. That's all it is. Like, that's all that... It was this cool build-up to just monster dick.
And they got a little lazy with it, I think.
Yeah, yeah. But,
it's almost like a lot of these found footage movies end up being, like... They start out as like, hey, man, you want to shoot this movie? And we'll just use found footage because people think it's cheap. And then they just get lazy halfway through. They're like, ah, let's just finish it. Let's hurry up. Like they're like school projects that you wait until the night before to do, and then you're like, ah.
They become completely unfocused and a mess, like our last two episodes. Like, where they start off as one thing and completely transition into another.
These are technically just found footage podcasts for you guys.
Yeah, and I did kind of sell it to Mike Mann. Like, this is basically a part one and a part two. The Blair Witch followed by Paranormal Activity. That is our found footage week, though. If you're going to see Paranormal Activity, The Fifth Dimension, or whatever it's called...
Don't. Just watch the first one.
You can, but tweet us at MoviesOnUp on the Twitter or Facebook.com/MoviesOnUp. MoviesOnUp@gmail.com. If you like found footage, if you'll rush out and see anything, I would love to hear why. I know they exist.
Convince us.
Yeah, not even that. I just want to know what the appeal is. Like, what do you like about it? Because the movies are... If you like The Gallows... Why? That movie was stupid. And the thing is, you know, a common trend. We talked about it. Paranormal Activity, we didn't really touch on it. It fell apart at the end. There's three endings.
Yeah.
None of them
are really good.
The one where she gets shot, I think, is okay. That's the original.
That's the best one.
Yeah, but that was, I think, shown once at a film festival. They just don't know how to end it. And that's very common amongst a lot of these movies, is they just don't know where to go.
Yeah.
Much like us, as we're veering off now. But
again,
we are going to end it. This has been an awesome October. We've had some really cool episodes. Last week was our Guillermo del Toro with Kronos and then The Orphanage. Next week is Monster Squad, which me and Ryan both hold that movie so close to our heart, and it was an awesome movie to talk about. And then our special Halloween episode. And then we'll be back in November. We're going to drop back down to one episode a week with Ryan and I. And Mike Mann and I will be back soon with news episodes. We just got to figure some things out. We are definitely reaching out for feedback. If you do like the news episodes, or if there's something you want to hear, let us know. And then we'll be working on the way into 2016. We have some cool stuff planned and maybe some more cool things coming. But until then, thanks for hanging out with us this October, and come back next week for the Monster Squad. But until then,
keep it up.